Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. It's 8:35 now on this Friday morning, the 31st day of July, 2020. I'm John Reed, and I'm glad you're with us here on News Radio WRVA. Jeff was just talking about the Inspector General's report, which sounds like, I mean, if you could read under the black lines that are on it, the final conclusion sounds like it's pretty damning for this parole board that just released that cop killer, who was supposed to spend the rest of his life in prison, released him into society again. I mean, I just, you know, are there no standards anymore? We're going to talk to Jeff Katz because this is one of his big issues, this particular case with this police officer who was murdered by this guy years ago. And this is the case that brought up this Inspector General's report. And we'll talk about what Brian Moran told me this morning, and I'll get Jeff's reaction to it. So I hope you'll stay with us. That's about an hour away at 9:30. Jeff Katz will be with me. I mean, he's hot about it, man, and I don't blame him. So that's coming up. You know, yesterday, President Trump surprised a lot of us with a tweet that I think it was wise to tell everybody we are headed towards a crisis in November. We've set up a situation where bad people can very easily cheat in a very important election. I mean, there's a lot on the line, whether you're Republican or Democrat, whether you're a freedom-loving person or you're a communist bastard. Forgive me for putting it that way, but that's what I think. There's a lot on the line, and President Trump is right to tell everybody in advance we've created a crisis. I'm wondering whether he should have suggested moving the election with a question mark. I think that might have been a PR debacle, but you know, he's the guy that got elected president with this kind of stuff 4 years ago, so who am I to question him? I'll tell you, Hans von Spakovsky is with the Heritage Foundation. You know, we've talked to Hans a couple of times. He's back with us this morning. Tell me honestly, do you think that the president's assertion yesterday that we're headed towards a very corrupt federal election is factually accurate or not?
Well, what I'll say is that I think he's correct in raising concerns about the problems with, as he said, universal all-male elections, because, you know, that's what progressives and liberals are pushing us. They want an all-male election November. And he's right about all the potential problems with it. And as I said, anybody who doubts that, just take a look at the current investigation going on in Paterson, New Jersey. They decided to move to an all-male election for their municipal elections, which were held a couple of years ago. A couple of weeks ago. The results are now in question. Four locals have been arrested, charged with criminal election fraud, and they've had everything from bundles of ballots showing up, one in a town, not even Paterson, to voters saying, well, I never got my ballot, even though the record showed that they voted. And there's all kinds of problems there. Plus this, 20%, if you can believe this, 20% of the ballots actually received back by election officials from voters have been rejected, which is a huge and very high disenfranchisement rate. Mm-hmm. That shows the kind of problems you have switching to an all-male election.
Do we know why they were rejected?
Yes, everything from signatures not matching, which is an indication that potentially somebody else fraudulently submitted the ballot, to voters not complying with the technical rules governing absentee ballots. Because remember, you've got to provide certain amounts of information and a signature. And if you don't do that, your ballot's going to get rejected. That kind of thing isn't going to happen in a polling place because there's an election official there to answer questions or remedy any kind of problem. Look, the same thing is going on in New York. New York also decided June 23rd, they had a primary. They decided to have as many people vote by mail as possible. Do you know, John, they only now, 5 weeks later, finished counting, which shows another problem with mail-in ballots, the huge delays. Imagine New York took 5 weeks for just a primary. Extend that to a general election, which has much greater turnout in the whole country, and think how long it might take us to learn who's president. But they also, New York is reporting a 20% rejection rate of returned ballots.
I mean, that's stunning, especially
when
we bring it up, a lot of people blow it off. But I remind them, we've had local elections here in Richmond for the House of Delegates that have been ties. That's how divided we are. And we've been picking the name out of a box as to who's going to represent a community. And then if you go back to the Bush-Gore election, remember how tight that was in Florida. I mean, this is not the time to go loosey-goosey on it because it's obvious who the winner is. It's a time to be, I think, even more restrictive and careful. I mean, the setup we've got here, I mean, I think American Idol probably has more security for people who are using their phones to vote for the winner of that than we would be here in the United States if it goes to all mail, M-A-I-L, balloting.
Well, you're right. And look, the thing is, look, all of us, including all your listeners, everybody is right now going to the grocery store. They're going to the pharmacies. And all of those retail establishments have put in the kind of safety protocols that have been recommended by healthcare experts, everything from line spacing to wearing masks to sanitation stations. If we can do that, why in the world can't we go into a polling place and vote? We know we can do it because, in fact, other jurisdictions have successfully and safely had in-person voting in the midst of not only this pandemic, but others. Look, I live in Vienna, Virginia. I voted in my municipal elections just a couple of weeks ago in person. Mm-hmm. And actually, I felt safer in my polling place than I do at the grocery store because they were being even more careful in the polling place than elsewhere. And mm-hmm. we didn't have any problems doing that.
Yeah. The last time you and I talked, I'm about to run out of time. The last time you and I talked, you said something about a database that you all keep whenever one of these Democrats says, oh, my God, there's no evidence of cheating in elections. It just doesn't happen. That's not true. You've got the receipts on that. Where can I look at that to try to arm myself with evidence when someone lies to me in my face about this?
That database is easily available on the heritage.org website. Just look up election integrity, and we have a map of the U.S. You can click on any state. It brings up the cases. We're about to add more cases, and we're about to hit the 1,300 mark, 1,300 proven cases of election fraud from across the country.
Yeah, it's a real problem, and we've got there's a lot on the line. Our freedom is on the line. And, you know, from the other side of the aisle, they think a lot is on the line, too. So I question someone when there's so much on the line if they start fighting me to try to keep things open rather than keep things verifiable so that the election can't be thrown. Because I don't trust anybody in politics, Hans. I mean, I think it's possible for people to cheat on both sides of the spectrum. I'm prepared to lose if it's a fair election. But I'm going to raise hell if I think I got cheated.
I agree completely.
Yeah. Hans von Spakovsky with the Heritage Foundation. Listen, thanks. I always enjoy talking to you.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, 8:43. You know what? I'll put that election integrity thing on my Facebook page a little later this morning because I think that would be interesting to click around on so that you can rebut it when somebody gives you that line of baloney in the next couple of weeks, which I'm sure they will. We'll be back with more here in just a moment. News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.